Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God. Hello, this is Pastor Jill. Today we are reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 through 41. Jesus said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If you have ears to hear, then hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and it will be added to you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And waking up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Be silent, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Here we have a collection of parables, each rich with meaning for our lives. I've been pondering the first one this week about hiding the lamp. At first read, it seems absurd. Why would anyone light a lamp and then cover it up? Especially when, back in Jesus' day, lamps were lit by fire. Not only is it a waste of fuel, but it seems like a pretty significant fire hazard as well. Of course, Jesus uses parables like a teaching tool, and we are meant to understand that this is a metaphor. These parables, and the one heard yesterday, are meant to cause the listener to reflect on what it means to grow in the kingdom of God. So, if we are lamps, what is our fuel and where is our light? In the kingdom of God, our fuel would be the resources God places in us that make us shine. What makes you shine? What are you really good at? Where is the light directed that you provide? Do you ever try to hide it? The bushel baskets we use to hide our gifts from God are many. Sometimes they are the excuses we make because we are too afraid of failure. Sometimes we don't want to risk the comfort we have found. Sometimes we hide because we think someone else could do a better job. Sometimes we even deny we have gifts. If you have been created by God, and you have important gifts. If you have important gifts, there is certainly a need for them in this world and a platform for you to shine with them. Let's take some time today to evaluate if we are shining as brightly as possible or if we are actively trying to hide our light for some absurd reason that does nothing to glorify God. Also remember, a hidden gift just might be a fire hazard, and one day it just might refuse to be hidden. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us to recognize the gifts you have given to us. Reveal to us the ways we have tried to hide these gifts and help us to find the platforms on which they will shine the brightest. In your name we pray. Amen.